the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm.
Hey, what happened?
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking cunt!
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hitting the wrong buttons.
Wow. Derek, you kind of came out pretty good there without even trying.
What do you mean?
On the camera.
Oh, yeah?
Turn it towards the TV very slightly.
So you had to reinstall this system because Derek's getting so big?
Wow. Yes, we need an extra wide lens.
Yes, for the extra wide neck.
Ooh, yeah. Hi, everybody. It's the Aristocrats. We are located at aristocratsradio.com. You can go there. You can also go to cweradio.com. That's where we record live every Sunday from 7 to 9.
Almost. Mm.
That's PM. Let me change the picture here.
Not AM.
Oh,
na, 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 na.
Don't get it twisted.
Hey.
I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Shredder.
We have Steve back in action.
Let me just tell you something real quick. I'm not wearing underwear.
All right.
Yeah, I shat twice today, so I just gave up.
I just always assume you're not.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Like, I'm really not. I legitimately could take my pants off right now and just shit on your floor.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what I want.
If you
want
to get if you want to get some kind of like basin, I will do it right on camera.
Basin.
Yeah. Trough.
Yeah. I will shit right now.
Are you recording locally?
Yeah.
And we have Kevin.
New Orleans Saints won their season opener.
Nollins.
Football's back.
Thanks to D. Sproles.
You know what I like to say? I'm a Saint.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then I would say, then in response, I'd say, who dat?
But isn't gluttony a sin? So you're not a saint, really.
Whoa.
Even saints are sinners because we're all forgiven in the eyes of the Lord.
That's right.
Well, only if you're baptized.
Didn't they get rid of purgatory?
Yes, it's gone.
How do they do that?
Well, the economy gets tough, so.
Yeah, I guess so.
Was this like a fresh water crisis? Down.
They outsourced it to India.
Yeah.
God. I don't understand anymore. Well, I don't get it.
What, about anything like life?
No, like purgatory. Like it existed, and then they just got rid of it. How did they get rid of it?
How
did it exist to begin with?
Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay. I love that show.
The show blows.
I mean,
you really like that show?
I do. It's getting bad now. It was better before.
It's getting bad. Yeah. I've only seen like maybe two episodes.
That's all there's been.
No. Oh. I saw the episode with Will Wheaton.
Oh, yes.
And Brent Spiner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's looking very old.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
Looking like Steve's neighbor.
This is the first time we're all together in quite some time.
Mm. Yeah, so it's going to be the worst show.
That's like a probably.
It has been a long time.
It's like a reunion show.
Well, Steve ran out of lame excuses to not be here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of anal injuries.
Yes.
Yes.
How you doing, by the way?
With what?
The anal injuries. I heard you had an incident with a bottle of...
Vidal Sassoon.
Vidal Sassoon.
Oh.
Oh, I listened to the show.
That was made up. Kevin made that up.
Stop it. He did not. Why would he do that?
It wasn't Vidal Sassoon.
Oh. So it was Pantene Pro-V.
Alberto VO5.
Ooh. It was just Suave.
Suave.
Slob.
White Rain.
Suave, huh? You doing okay? You need some money?
No, actually, with the VO5.
99-cent bottle of shampoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever's on sale, bro.
Yeah, hey. You know, cutting corn.
As long as it has names on the back that I can't pronounce, it
works. Streets of Tard.
Yes.
Hydropropyl trimonium chloride.
Yeah
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Methylchloral isothiazolinone.
You know, it's hard all around. Everyone's got problems.
Yeah,
Matt studies it. Matt studies it because he's wondering why his hair's going away.
Well,
it's probably this methamphetamine.
If I had to find a real reason, it's probably because he's on the toilet a lot and reads the bottles.
Yeah. And then just the aroma from his shit just seeped away his hair.
I know personally when I've been on the toilet, I'm not usually a toilet reader, but if I have to, I will resort to whatever bottle is around.
Yeah. Well, what I do is, because this is a digital age, my friends. I don't know if you knew this or not. I will actually take a picture of the bottle on my phone and read it on my phone.
Oh, nice. I'm just a toilet tweeter. That's about all I do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you're tweeting all the time.
I don't really tweet that much.
Hmm. Twitter really was made for the shitter.
It was. Might as well be called shitter. Shitter.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There was actually an app on the iPhone. There's a plug for you. That was solely for people on the toilet.
Yeah.
It was really? Like a message board type thing. I don't know.
For big fat black ladies?
Basically. Oh. And it was just like you could talk to other people who were shitting.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could be doing anything, but its sole purpose was for
just incredibly short
social shitting.
Yeah, social shitting, basically.
How do those big fat black ladies with them like fucking bookcase asses?
Bookcase asses.
How do they wipe, like legit? Front to back.
I always assume they don't.
They can't.
They probably just...
Their arms, first off, are stubby and fat and not long enough to get
T-Rex syndrome.
Yeah.
I would assume they just kind of rub up against the tree like a bear.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just
didn't they make that product for fat people who couldn't reach their asses? I know it existed. It was like it was like a wand, and you could put toilet paper... You could pinch toilet paper on the end and use it to wipe.
No.
I swear to God, this is a real thing. You guys don't know about this?
No.
Petronium Chitonus.
Telling you, this is legit. I've seen it.
Harry Potter? Yeah. Nobody.
I went through several years where I couldn't sleep, and I've seen every infomercial that existed in that time.
I think what they do is they just get throw a rug and they staple it to like a corner.
Really?
Yeah, and they just use that.
I think they just call little Leroy and have him bend over and put his head up there.
Little Leroy.
And brillo the doo-doo out.
And he just picks through the hair and stuff.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Gross.
Yeah.
No, you can't get a haircut. Scratching my ass with that.
Tyrone, your breath smells like shit.
Oh, Lord. We're nasty.
You're racist.
Yeah. Well, you want to get the wrestling talk out of the way?
Yep. Wrestling.
Well, it's fresh.
Wrestling.
You guys had a show last night.
No, we didn't.
So I hear.
What are you talking about?
So why?
The two rude dudes had a show last night. You guys may have been there. I don't know.
Well, Matt got to observe the entire show.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Matt, the sound guy.
Yeah. Shock. S-H-O-C. Kind of like Doc.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shock.
Yeah. Got it.
Sound
shock
advice.
And Doc.
Well, let me
tell
you.
Sound advice with shock.
I talked about the main event a couple times.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The show. Brought it up, you know. Fans bring the weapons. And I've been on shows where they've advertised fans bring the weapons, and not a lot of things show up.
A stop sign, a crutch. We get it.
Holy shit, the things that showed up to this.
I would say, at least 25 fans brought weapons.
Yeah, and they're very creative.
Yes.
Yeah, very, very creative. A personal favorite of mine were somebody brought two bags of flour with thumbtacks on the outside of them. So they wrapped tape around it, put thumbtacks on it.
That would have been a joy to
Everything was thumbtacked out. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Decked out with the tacks.
Now somebody actually made like a four-way like sledgehammer out of like the big Duplos,
big blocks.
Yeah. And there was thumbtacks on that, but rather than do what people normally do where they have the double stick tape and stick it on, they put the tacks through cardboard and then taped the cardboard to it.
Ah.
So the tacks weren't coming out.
Yeah.
So that just meant that when I used it I had to swing it hard enough to break it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You mean
pretty sweet stuff.
When the wrestler used it.
What's the rest?
The performer.
Sports entertainer.
Yes, the sports entertainer.
One of my personal favorites was the fucking foot and a half long double-headed dildo.
Yeah, I'd say it might have even been 2 feet long.
Yeah, it was pretty long. It was close to mine.
It's pretty big.
Close.
But it was...
Yeah, that actually probably got more use in the locker room, well, the dressing room. Yeah,
I don't want to hear about.
No,
that.
Kevin was running hot routes, and I was throwing it like a football to him.
It's hilarious because no matter how you throw it, it ends up just going end over end.
Yes,
it's hard to catch.
Yeah,
it
ain't no joke.
In your ass.
Yeah,
I'm open. Yeah, but I think everyone took a turn with it hanging out of their pants or just helicoptering it over their head.
And the chucking.
Oh yeah,
the cock chucking.
A few people used it as nunchucks.
Yeah.
It was that long and
yeah. Pretty sweet video of me doing it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That long and malleable.
Pretty good too.
Yeah, I was actually pretty impressed.
I don't know if you've handled nunchucks before or dildos before. I haven't.
Yeah, no, I've thrown around a few chucks in my life.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Real ones?
No, yeah, I got a couple sets at home actually.
Really? Aren't they illegal?
I think so.
I'll check.
But I'm a ninja, so I think I'm allowed to have it. I'll check your nuns. You know what I mean? What up, ninja?
Yeah. Poopers? There was a pooper scooper there?
Was there?
I don't know. Clutch said pooper scoopers.
I haven't heard about that.
Maybe he was making a joke.
Somebody brought a pitchfork.
Yeah. Yes.
What the fuck did they expect you to do with it?
And a shovel.
And like a Spanish conquistador sword.
Oh my God. Yes. The sword was like 3 feet long.
It was more than that.
No, it was, I'm sorry. It's like 6 feet long.
It was literally
7 feet long.
Actually, I think it was a replica like Odin's sword or some shit.
It was huge.
Did you use
like
it?
Like Excalibur. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Of course we did.
Oh, okay.
We couldn't let the fans down.
Was there anything that they brought you were just like, we can't?
There was apparently somebody was disappointed. They
Here's
loved
a
the
bomb.
Show. They loved the show, but they were okay, after the show they were disappointed. They made it a point to tell Jeff that they were disappointed that their weapon didn't get used. It was literally probably the only thing that didn't, and it was just probably it was obviously a mistake.
You know what? Oh, okay. Somebody should have brought like a pressure cooker.
Jesus.
It's just like a box and just like open the box and pull it out and just be like, it's a pressure cooker, and then everybody
just
jumps
blow
out
it up.
The ring
and just blow it up at the finish.
Everybody's like looking like over like the ring apron.
And then you open it up and there's hot wings in there.
No, just have a backpack
and everyone sits down.
It'll be in a backpack so no one knows what it is.
Well, somebody did bring
backpack.
Some fertilizer and gasoline.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Was there gasoline there?
No.
The one thing I thought was going to hurt, I didn't even feel at all, was it was a flower pot with soil and a plant in it.
Those things fall apart pretty easy.
One of the bands actually got real into bringing stuff, and they brought an entire stack of 1970s Penthouse magazine.
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which you would think would have just been a fun little thing to have there, but Joey Janela, who was in the match, decided to whip one of these, and it hit me right in the eye.
Oh, paper cut.
Yeah, a paper cut from the 1970s.
Damn.
Like, that's some fucking gross paper.
You gotta
paper.
Get a tetanus for that.
Yeah, tetanus shot.
Jizz-soaked 70s paper. Like, that's generations of cum in that magazine.
It's like cardboard.
Yeah, there it is. You're right. You got a facial. Joey was very reckless with throwing things.
Yeah.
Like... Well. The like, whole match just
yeah
insane.
Like I was battling with Chris Powers, and just out of nowhere, the back of my head got smashed with a fucking guitar, and Joey was like fucking 5 feet away, so he just was like, oh,
and that was a small scale guitar.
It was like a little Tykes fucking kid.
But it was strong. It was like a real guitar. It was just smaller than a.
No, well, no, well, that was a good guitar.
There was
guitar.
A couple Guitar Hero guitars, and then there was one of those first act like.
Yeah, yeah, it was like maybe like this.
Remember
big.
The Elmo guitar that I had?
Yeah.
That's what he hit me with.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it wasn't Elmo, but that idea.
Yeah.
That was nice. Big
and now, this was the last match?
Main event, yes.
Main event. Nothing less for you two. I mean, those two.
On a whole, the whole show was just really good.
Yeah. Matt said it was the best show he's seen in 5 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he saw 5 years ago. That might have been even better.
Well, last night he said 5 decades, but I guess 5 years now is
mm-hmm.
right.
At least 50 years.
Well, I did post...
Next week, it'll be 5 days.
I did post on Facebook that RTF Wrestling, for over 50 years, has been the revolutionary force in sports entertainment.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So I'm assuming this is going to mean RTF 2, 3... I mean 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
We're hoping,
Is this going to be the new thing? Is this going to be the new EC dub?
I don't want to announce... I don't want to jump the gun and announce the date too early. Did they actually mention the what the next date is on the show?
Yes.
He was whispering about it being like middle of November.
But did they say it like on the microphone to the crowd?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I think they did actually.
Then I don't know. Then I don't want to go and say it here. Yeah. But there is talk of
there'll
a
there'll be plenty of time to announce.
Third show. It's just a matter of confirming the building's availability and everything.
Same building?
Yeah, same building.
The house that Rude built.
I like that.
Yeah.
The building is checkered.
Yeah, that's why I said
it's
that.
It's our home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a quick callback. I found the commercial for the stick to wipe your ass, and I put it in the super secret group.
Oh, okay.
Let me bring that up. But opening match was Nicky Oceans and Mike Dennis, now known as Right to Party, against Green with Evil. I think they were called.
Yes.
Yeah. And then
Was it match two with the Juggalos?
Yeah.
This was a fun little thing.
Oh, yeah, who were the Juggalos? Were they wrestlers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they were wrestlers.
Were they for real?
It was almost like regular guys under the mask, but it was more like under the paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, without exposing what's going on behind it, there's just the general idea of having this pair of guys come out and be different things every show.
Okay.
And this time, the big wheel that we spun happened to land on Juggalos.
Oh, okay.
And they did a good job.
Yeah.
I thought
those T-shirts looked a little crisp.
They were fresh.
Straight from Hot Topic. I want to play this commercial Kev just sent.
For 100 years, we've been scrunching and folding toilet paper. Finally, there's a better way.
Oh,
Comfort
no.
Wipe, the sanitary paper extension arm and holder.
Oh, no.
The first improvement to toilet paper as we know it.
That's not enough toilet paper.
It extends your reach a full 18 inches.
Ooh.
While
18
it follows
inches.
The contours of your body.
Why
and comfortably
bring
cleans.
This?
It's as
we need
easy
one of
to
these.
Use as a shower brush. Just pop on the toilet
just use
tissue
a shower brush.
When through. Just press the release
I'm sure this
button,
hot slut is
going to
be using
right
this thing.
Into the toilet.
You know what that does?
Think
it blows it out.
Toilet paper is really archaic and disgusting.
Is that Jenna Marbles?
The Comfort Wipe is the modern solution.
I'm fine.
When I looked it up, that's actually
never
what I thought.
Never touch another dirty toilet tissue.
Peter really? Big Eye certainly
oh,
has.
Chris Christie.
Yes.
And its disadvantages.
Wish I had that hair.
Is a great product.
The governor.
It's embarrassing to have someone help you with your personal matters.
And right.
The Comfort Wipe allows you to maintain your dignity.
Dignity.
Your
does
personal
it?
Hygiene.
You can't.
Comfort
oh my
wipe,
God!
The yeah, extension,
how many times do you think
holder,
she's used that on her
the
box?
The first improvement to toilet paper, as we know it,
come wipe,
the
Grandma.
It extends your reach a full 18
again?
Inches.
Yeah, we get it.
All right,
enough about
the
inches.
Like the dildo from
this is like the extended edition.
So if you or
edition.
Someone you love suffers
oh,
from
shoulders.
The loss of range of motion,
I can't wipe my
or
ass.
He separated his shoulder
to
wiping.
Dirty toilet paper.
If someone you know is a disgusting
just get
pig,
a comfort wipe. Order now and we'll
lying in their
you
own
comfort
filth.
Wipe for just
$19.99.
Plus, we'll send you.
Are you
the
tired
get
of being a front wiper?
It's probably from 1999.
It's the assist handle installs in seconds. Getting in and out of the tub has never been more comfortable. You get it all.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
And the get a grip.
We're almost all pressed
there. $50 value for just $19.99. But you have to call now.
Call now.
It's amazing how difficult life is. I mean, it's so hard to wipe your ass or get in and out of a toilet. Like, these things need to be made.
Yes.
Just hire Stone Cold and he'll whoop your ass.
I wonder how much more money they make with people buying these ironically rather than like actually
look
need
what
it.
I got. Bringing them to RTF shows.
See, this is a stick that can wipe your ass.
I would rather wipe my ass like a dog on the carpet than use this. I don't even wipe. I stand in the shower and spray water on my asshole for 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
You know, you don't need to
whether
do that.
Whether it's needed or not.
You don't need to do that because you can buy a bidet attachment for your toilet.
Yes, you can. Sure.
And Kev can install it.
And I can install it. Almost.
We should,
as long as you actually call back.
We should play the video from the website.
RTF Wrestling one?
From cleanbutt.com.
Oh.
Clean butt.
Have we ever played that before?
Well, not.
I think so.
Derek doesn't have to wipe.
I don't recall.
It's fucking hilarious, the clean butt video.
No. I just spread
I didn't even know there was a clean butt website.
Yeah. So you should definitely... Derek, go to cleanbutt.com and play the video on
with pleasure.
With pleasure. Yeah. This is like an extension of Ultraspec cables.
The logo I absolutely love because they position the T's to look like an ass.
Yes.
Oh shit, they do.
What
they should have
done
was put the butt above so the spray from the end is hitting the butt.
Yeah, there you go.
So it would be butt clean.
Yeah, why not, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why not? If it's the logo.
Yeah.
Or have the I don't know.
Am I just playing this?
Yeah. This is all, by the way, this is all Webmonster Mike's work here.
Oh, okay.
The video, too?
The whole website.
He looks pretty good.
Michael J. Fox.
I love him. Who doesn't? I like having a clean butt, and I like a clean butt on others.
It's with the apple.
I'm John.
Hi, John.
Spokesperson for Clean Butt Toilets. Our high-tech apple electric bidets will leave your butt so clean, you could eat off of it.
Come on.
Off of it.
Instead of harsh, dry toilet paper, our fully automated, state-of-the-art clean butt bidets use jets of warm water to clean your rear. And then follow it up with shots of hot air to dry it.
Oh,
and the beauty of it is, it's all right there in your very own bathroom. Like my godfather Vito used to say, keep your friends close, but your enemas closer.
Washing your butt with water might be a novel idea.
Who made
idea
this?
This is incredible. Other parts of the world
this is,
doing
we
it for
work for the company
fact,
that works
70%
with this.
70% of the households in Japan company use bidets. And you know how clean the Japanese people are. Not going to get your hands dirty eating sushi.
Wow.
No. You know what will get your hands dirty? Barbecue ribs. You wouldn't clean your hands and mouth with paper towel after this meal, would you? And believe me, barbecue ribs are a lot dirtier coming out the other end.
Wow.
Quite simply, water cleans almost everything better than paper. Talk to your favorite healthcare professional.
You guys hired this guy?
Using water on your perineum.
I've never met this guy.
Why? Look at him flexing his chest when he does this.
He's got like jaundice.
Infections, diarrhea, and of course, skid marks. Nobody likes skid marks.
This guy should be in movies.
Yeah. And the best part is, no more wiping.
This commercial should be a movie.
Just ask any
I would
of your
make
elderly,
love to him.
Paralyzed, post-surgical, or mentally challenged friends. Or better yet,
mentally
ask
challenged
the nursing homes or the caregivers that have to help him. Wiping someone else's butt can be a real pain in the ass. So visit cleanbutt.com.
Except for those
today
girl glasses.
Check out the options you never knew you had.
Check
you
out my V.
Now, is this the reason why Kev hasn't installed any yet?
Maybe. $79. You're going to love having a clean butt.
How could anybody believe this is a real product with this commercial?
Yeah.
I'm going to go clean my butt right now.
So wait, he shit.
Because I just
was
shit my pants.
Because yeah of that apple made me shit.
Incredible.
You're going to love having a clean butt.
But in reality, my your company filmed this with this guy?
See, here's the thing. Like, I don't know exactly how we are related to this company other than our boss's father, like, is involved with this business. That's all I know.
All right.
So, yeah.
Can we find that guy?
That yeah.
Get him on the show?
Get on the show. Talk to him. Like, what we work for a sister company that you belong to.
What was your motivation while holding that apple and then the dirty ribs?
I just wanted people to have clean butts.
That's a guy who really cares about having a clean butt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, by the man way, I had those Captain Crunch Oops Berries Only cereal.
Yeah.
What a wicked color green that comes out.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's called Oops All Berries. Right?
Shit like that.
Oops Dingleberries.
Berries Only.
Oops, we forgot the other stuff.
Gross vomit, no Cap'n Crunch.
Dude, but what a wicked color green.
What's that cereal
it's
called?
Green?
When it came out?
What's that cereal called? Uh-oh, no crunch? Is that it?
Uh-oh, where's the captain? Oh, my God.
No, no. It's like blue and red and purple and green. But, like, it just comes out
there's
green
another product here for dogs. It's basically, it looks like a, it's like a bag.
You just solder their whole clothes.
just, it's a bag that goes, like, right under their asshole.
Oh, you and need one of those.
Yeah.
It's like the things that they have on horses walk when they're pulling
yeah
carriages.
After their mess,
are you tired of using grocery bags? Is this just a random fox in the field that the woman's trying to put it on?
It can get very what messy when your pet goes in a house or on the sidewalk or even your neighbor's lawn.
Oh, no. You stepped right on it.
You couldn't pay me enough for
introducing
that.
Introducing Poo Trap.
An Poo amazing Trap. Dude, this dog would not shit.
Need of picking up
Poo
after
Trap.
Your dog. Oh, Poo Trap is a unique new product that
I thought he was
going to
fucking slingshot it to the weeds.
And your pets will love it, too.
It's so
it's
embarrassing.
Install on your dog and makes your walking experience
install
fun
on your dog.
Walking your dog just got easier with a Poo Trap.
Dude, yeah, the dog no would not shit.
No none of those dogs look comfortable.
Poo Trap is available in 8 sizes and 3 colors.
You ever try putting a fucking vest on your dog? They just fall over.
They're just showing the dog shitting.
Order yours today. Call 888-POO-TRAP. That's 888-766-8727.
That dog has a boner tail.
Now or visit our website.
I want to pronounce it. I want to pronounce that Poochapusa.
Order yours today.
Now, what seems cool about that is it looks like you can then oh slingshot the bag of shit after.
Yeah.
Can we just like go like order a whole bunch of them and just catch random wildlife and slap those on?
A deer with a poo trap on
possums.
It. Ew.
I say we all shit in bags and weigh it.
Yeah,
right. I'll be down for that. I mean, I could shit right now.
Yeah.
It's all the way.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, Poo Trap.
Yeah.
Well, we went far away from RTF.
Let's go back.
Yeah.
Can we?
That clean book commercial ruled.
All right, what do we go? We're at match 3?
Yeah, something like that.
Match 3 was...
it was awesome. Joey.
Yes.
Yes, Joey Steve and Scott. Steve Scott.
Yes.
Wow. Like right off the bat, Joey does a dive and, there was nobody there to cushion the blow. Damn. So he just ate floor.
He did.
Bad. But in the process, his shoe came off. Yeah. So when he got up, he whipped his shoe right yes into his opponent's face.
Yes. And it made such a great noise because it was a perfect, like, point blank, like,
shoot a mouth.
Yeah. They started out the match by just slapping each other as hard as they could until you could tell, like, they were like, I can't hit you that hard anymore because you're hitting me back and it hurts so much. Like,
they knew as hard as they were going to hit the other person, they were going to get it back.
Yeah. Oh, well, Steve Scott was saying on Facebook today that his eardrum is still blown out.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
He got slapped in the ear like six times.
Well, actually, what he actually wrote is he thought his headphones were broken and was getting really mad at his MP3 player until he realized that he had lost hearing in his ear.
Yeah.
Clutch says they did announce the next show in October.
It's October?
October.
No, I'm
pretty
sure
he put October question mark.
No, I think it's November.
Okay. Well, he said they did.
Yeah, I want to say it's I'll check the date right now.
Now, we'll
oh.
We got a
It's actually going to be time. On Thanksgiving.
What?
Yeah.
Who needs turkey?
Yeah, I think he did say the 23rd or something like that.
All right.
Fans bring side we'll
plates. Salad?
Fans bring dessert.
Fans bring the stuffing.
Yeah.
I got a shit.
I'm surprised there wasn't more food brought.
There was quite a bit, weapons. Though.
I brought a giant zucchini.
Yeah, big-ass zucchini.
I used it, and I ate it.
We know what you like to do with zucchini.
Who'd you hit, Danny?
No, I was on my team.
Huh?
Oh, I hit a team. I whacked Jeff in the back of the neck with it, and then I bit it in half.
And he took a big bite and spit it on it. It was hilarious.
Somebody brought a small potted plant.
Yes.
And I don't think I got hit with the plant in the pot, but I got hit with the plant itself at three different times.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying, oh, here I am, whack, whack, whack.
You should have brought a cactus.
It was like over the course of the match at three different points, I was hit with the wad of dirt with the plant.
Well, I saw the wad of dirt go flying and wound up hit the snack bar.
I think at one point a fan picked it up and threw it at the ring.
Why not? And I'm surprised with all you guys doing that shit, more people didn't just start chucking shit.
Rioting.
Yeah, well, there was the ham, there was a flour, there was zucchini, there were lemons.
Well, luckily the
show was probably the worst.
The show's standing room, so I mean, there's no chairs for anybody to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny used that in the end. He bit a lemon open, and when he bit it, the juice squirted in backfired. The eyes.
Yeah.
And then, right in his eye. But then he took it and he dug it in Chris Power's open wounds.
That got a good reaction.
Yeah.
Because wrestling fans are not a bleeding person with a lemon being pushed into their forehead is.
Yeah.
Psychology there will work.
The worst part overall was the amount of flour on my body.
The whole ring was covered.
Yeah.
You looked like you guys were like rolling around. The fucking dildo was completely white with
thank
flour.
God.
Yeah. Well, it was, it was a white dildo. Caucasian dildo.
Caucasoid.
And I actually, my other weapon that I brought was specifically for Cannonball. And it was a bottle of Jim Beam, which I forcibly poured down his throat.
Really?
Yeah, to a response of "You broke Edge" from the crowd.
But he didn't.
Was
he,
it really?
He spit the Jim Beam back in his.
Was
face.
It really Jim Beam?
Oh yeah. It was
did he
Jim
know
Beam.
You were going to shove that down his throat?
Oh yeah.
Actually, he was okay with it.
Cannonball has been in numerous
kayfabe, bro.
Cannonball has been in numerous
gay orgies.
Yeah.
Hardcore matches.
Okay.
And the legit only thing he stayed away from was a 12-pound ham.
Yeah. that was somebody brought a big-ass fucking holiday ham, and he refused to touch it.
Really?
It was like a Smithfield or a Cook's fresh ham.
Powers threw it from the ring to my head on the floor. And then I looked for something to hit him back with, and I just had nothing, so I just grabbed the ham and whipped it back at him.
just imagine getting hit by anything that weighs 12 pounds.
Yeah.
Like a bowling ball, for
especially
instance.
Especially something as cumbersome as a ham.
What about 12 pounds of feathers?
Oh, well, that'd be a big bag of feathers.
It would be.
Very soft, though.
Yeah.
And out of everything I got hit with in the head and the stomach, like I took basically a full swing across the stomach with a baseball bat.
Nice.
Not feel good.
No.
But the one thing that really stuck out was I got hit with the moonsault double stomp.
Oh, man.
And the last time Powers did that, he missed at the last show on somebody. So he wanted to make sure he hit it, and he hit it.
He fully landed, like, flat-footed on your stomach and then barely, like, torqued off your stomach.
Yeah.
And did Joey do it, too?
Yeah, he did it
to Danny. Okay, I was just watching.
Stereo. Yeah.
I actually legitimately thought I was going to throw up.
I'm surprised you didn't instantly vomit everything you've eaten for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. It hurt.
It was ridiculous.
Like, I got that instantaneous, like, puke feeling in the back of your throat. Like,
you would have thrown up everything from your last Twitter name.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Everything that you ate while you lived with Derek in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It was the kind of thing that you do with like G.I. Joes as a kid.
Yeah.
Like when you're playing with them and like wrestling with them and like you do.
Right before you throw them out the window.
Yeah. Backflip, double stomp.
You run them over with your parents' car.
It's absurd.
Put it in neutral. You never know.
Yeah.
What a night.
I'm gonna have to make
a lady, what a night.
An asserted effort to go to the next one.
Powers put a football helmet on and then rammed into me.
You said on the show that you were there. Like you're like, I'm going. I'm there.
I was actually
I'm there.
It was like 6 o'clock. No, it's 5:30.
You've said this before.
I know.
I was gonna go, but I thought
it was too far away.
Yeah. I looked it up on Google.
It's 35 minutes.
I know. It was like 34 minutes. I was like,
it's not even that bad.
I did it in 20.
And going home?
Parkway 287 to 440, and then it's like two roads.
No, Parkway 440 to 287.
Whatever it is.
Dumb.
To like exit 9 or 8
I have a GPS, okay?
Well, my GPS wasn't working when I was leaving, and I just like guessed how to get home. Yeah. And I got like 287 in like 3 minutes.
Just drive east and eventually you're home.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't feeling too hot, so.
I drove home.
Covered in flour?
Yeah.
Oh, he was.
So I was taking, you know, I was paying the toll guy. There's a big wad of flour in my beard.
What's up?
So that's all I did. I think I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, I got
weird ass cracker.
I got home and I wasn't even going to shower. I was just going to hop into bed. But then I looked in the mirror and my entire ear was crusted with flour.
Flour. Blood.
Yeah. Flour does not wash off easily.
No, it gets all caked on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It turns into all kind of other elements.
And I'm pretty sure I broke the drain in my shower.
Nice.
What would have been cool is if somebody had some vinegar.
Oh, boy.
And then they
poured
that on
that racist language.
No.
Why, the flour would have come right off?
No, it would have foamed up.
Yeah.
Somebody got a mouthful of flour.
Well, if you would have came, you could have brought some vinegar.
If I knew there was flour, I would have.
You would have told you, pussy juice.
Burn.
Pussy juice.
We should have went to the pusseria across the street and got some vinegar.
Yeah.
The pusseria.
Yeah, what he said.
Now you know. Or Diet Coke and Mentos. That would have been cool.
Okay. Yeah.
A little backstage story. Fast Eddie had bought some quesadillas from the pusseria.
Quesadillas? Mm-hmm.
So I walk over and I jam my finger all the way through one of them. And I look at him and I go, are you going to eat that? And he goes, no, not now. Why, you want it? I'm like, no. So then he had some French fries left over that he gave to somebody else. And then I walk over to him, and I take my fist, and I just mush it into the fries and just start turning. And I look at him in the eyes, like, are you going to finish? I was a bully.
Yeah, you are. You guys get all rough with each other. Yeah.
Kev was a real locker room general last night.
Yeah.
He's basically walking around. He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
The fuck is that?
Yeah.
Give me that dildo. Let me show you how to use it.
Wow.
Hey, speaking of stuff that happened in the locker room, if you break a piece of like the inside of a, let's just say a home stereo equipment, and some type of white liquid begins to leak out, is that dangerous?
Yeah, I'd keep the kids away from it.
Mm. I'm glad I washed it off.
It's probably acid. Yeah. Battery acid.
Well, I didn't lose any skin.
That's good.
So that's good. Yeah.
Yep.
That's
good. Yeah. That always sucks when, like, you find something in the closet and you're like, oh, it doesn't work. And you open it up, it's just all white crust.
Gross.
Ah, shit.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah.
And all the pages of the magazine are stuck together.
No. I'm thinking of something else.
Oh, different white crust?
Yeah. All right, so good show, RTF.
Fuck yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, what about match 5?
okay.
That was match 5.
Oh, what about match 4?
JD.
JD and Mike Quest.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really get to see much of because I was preparing for my match. You know, calisthenics, squats, and push-ups and all that.
JD was worried that the match was going to blow, and I thought it was very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, thought it was very good.
Quest is trying out a bit of a new gimmick,
ooh.
Which ultimately just results in him in his underwear. In
Ninja Turtle underwear. Yeah. Very small Ninja Turtle
nice.
Underwear. Yeah.
Actually, I think it was like female, like.
No, it was short girls' underwear. Yeah.
Yeah, it was girls'.
What's his What's his new gimmick? The blue ribbon bomber.
Is that another Boston joke?
No, that's a callback to one of our shows.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a very solid match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody did good.
It's probably the best wrestling show of all time.
Ever.
Least, pretty much.
At least in the last 5 years.
It's better than WrestleMania.
Like it's
better than WrestleMania 7?
I'd say it's right up there with like uncensored 1995.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that was a good one because there was Savage and Flair.
How about the NWO pay-per-view?
Sold out, but sold.
S-O-U-L?
Yeah, beats the shit out of that.
Oh.
Didn't even hold a candle.
My God. My God. They broke him in half.
Marco. My God, they broke him in half. That's a slumber knocker.
Well, when the DVD comes out, we should definitely do like a YouTube commentary thing.
Yeah.
If we're allowed to. I don't know.
Of course we are.
That'd be kind of like giving it away, though.
That's cool. I run the company.
Do you?
No.
Okay. Or maybe we can put like a match or two up.
Bro, I'm friends with the Booker.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're supposed to say no.
Pour bourbon in his mouth.
That's true.
Bourbon.
Well, we'll see what we can do. Talk to Mr. Cannonball.
Yeah, we'll get him on the show and see if we can get him to relinquish the rights for the show.
He's pretty easy going.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit. Do the fuck you want. Okay.
I won't bring you any vegan food.
He's actually in the Ustream chat right now. So.
Oh, he is?
Well, he was.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I won't bring you any vegan food.
He hasn't responded, so maybe he left.
Guess a chef asshole.
Anyway. So are we ready to get into some news?
Did you say nudes?
News.
Post nudes.
With a Z.
Fuck.
Jack Osborne was having a baby. And
then he killed it.
No.
Bit its head off.
No. they lost it.
Well, did they go looking for it?
In the supermarket. No.
Like an Amber Alert?
It's actually a sad story. I don't know why the hell I brought it up.
Well, let's make fun of it.
She had a late-term miscarriage.
Oh.
Yep. So,
It sucks.
Late-term, that's like an hour before.
What?
It's like an hour before, right?
Yeah. Miscarriage would be a good roller derby name.
Oh, shit.
That's terrible. And I
but
love
that's
it.
But that's what their names are like, though.
I know.
Though.
I love it.
There's so many names with, like, miss that, like, you know, misbehaving and, like...
miscarriage.
Yeah, miscarriage. Yeah.
And for a second, you won't get it. Like, carriage.
Oh,
that's kind of sad.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad. I don't even know why we're talking about
that. She comes down, her legs are all red.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, we got that gem out of that story, so moving on.
No, tell me more.
That was our celebrity section of the show. God.
The baby drop out into the toilet?
I'm not sure what happened.
Come on, you have the story right in front of you.
Nah, I didn't read the whole thing. That's sad. And he's
that's what
he looks
you.
All
headlines
cleaned
McGuire.
Up and stuff. Yeah, that's right. You know, just the headlines. Just the tip. That's it.
A little game of just
another U.S. porn actor has tested positive for HIV.
Right.
They will not release the porn actor's name
or
gender.
Oh, what?
Oh. But yeah, basically everyone's on high alert.
High alert.
Yeah. Los Angeles-based adult filmmaker tested positive. And, yeah.
Do they at least have a company?
No.
Is it freelance?
They're keeping this under wraps here.
Independent contractor?
Yeah. One of the bang bus chicks.
Isn't there only one company left?
I don't know. But they already have it where in California you have to wear a condom.
Yeah.
While filming pornography.
Yeah, that fucking ruins the porno, man.
It really does. You know, it takes me out of it.
Yeah, you just seen like the rolled up bottom of a rubber.
Especially when there's colors.
It's like, come on.
You know, it's like, oh, he has a blue dick.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean,
it's my avatar
they're born
shit.
That way. It happens.
Blue dick. They're calling for a fresh nationwide, oh boy, word I never saw, moratorium? What is that, Matt?
Moratorium? You never seen that?
No.
Well, like, I don't know, like,
on Friday on productions.
For what?
I don't know. Well,
what's it for?
The infections follow a vote last year. I guess they're going to go through and test everybody?
Oh.
The group quickly called for another moratorium on porn productions to remain in effect indefinitely.
It seems like a waste of time.
Or is that like a stop in production?
Maybe? Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. I guess that makes sense, right?
Well, how am I going to get my new porn? What the hell?
Speaking of porn...
okay, I'm sorry. Don't mean to cut you off. Illegally authorized period of delay in performance or production. So, there you go. Yes. So, they're stopping production. Dope. Go ahead, Kevin.
I don't know if this will hold up, but while we're talking about porn, it just reminded me of a of an old porn site that me and my buddies used to get some good chuckles to. Called Fart Hammer. I don't know if any of you are familiar with this.
Who are you talking to?
I guess you're familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, that is an old one.
Yeah.
That is an old one. That was where, but the payoff was at the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
where it would be a full scene, and then at the end, the guy would just fart on the girl. Just, like, grab her by the back of the head and, like, put her face right in his ass.
Well, see, I've never seen the real videos, just the previews.
Yeah. Fantastic. No, yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, I remember that one. Then there was fartbrazil.com.
Yes.
And now there's queenoffarts.com.
Oh. What?
Yeah. And it's this girl who's not that attractive, but she literally just sits around farting. Like, and the only real funny ones are when she's in the tub, because she puts her ass, like, just in the water. So she's, like, farting in the water. Kind of like you used to do.
Do you see the water, like, ripple?
Yeah. It's just...
Yeah. Wow.
See, I was a big fan of the Fart Hammer video where he pretends to be a retarded kid, and everyone's celebrating his birthday with him, and then he just starts farting on him.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Farts are funny. I don't care.
They're always going to be funny.
Always.
Especially when, you know.
And you can't make them hot. Porno. Like, it's, yeah, because they're like, there are actual videos where they're trying to make the farts sexy.
See,
yeah.
Now, when I shat myself the second time today.
Today.
I was laying on my couch, and I just felt it, like, just leaking down my leg.
Oh.
What?
So wait, you actually pooed yourself?
Like a little liquid, like a little... Spritz.
What?
Wait, I thought you just pooed twice, so you just gave up on putting underwear back on.
No,
you
I actually shat
yourself.
Why sharted. Do you do that?
How old
know.
Are you?
You're in your house, you were never, like, more than 10 feet from a bathroom.
I know, I got a 3. That just happened.
So what, twice today or three times?
It was one of those ones where you think it's just a gasser, so you give it all you got to make it loud.
Give it all you got?
Who are you trying to impress?
Myself? If you got him, fart him.
Yes. And I just felt it like a little at the end, just a little.
A little twinge?
And I was like, I think I might be all right. And then you just feel like a little bead just going down.
What?
And you're just like, well, I'm not sweating. So then you just run to the bathroom real quick. And
you gotta explode. Check your drawers.
You just finish out the fucking poo. Throw the fucking shit in the laundry.
Honey, when are you doing laundry?
Well, here's I got a
you
little.
You doing colors?
I got some whites. Well, it used to be whites for you.
First they turn yellow, then they turn brown, then they set themselves on fucking fire.
Horrendous.
Oh my God. Nasty.
I just received a little bit of gaming news that might interest Steve.
Oh.
Me?
Yeah. Oh. There's a Kickstarter fund has been started.
Mm-hmm. Call of Duty?
Close. General Chaos 2.
Oh, yeah.
You remember General Chaos?
I would practice General Chaos, but my friend's brother sold it for Coke.
Dope!
That's true. General Chaos was an awesome little, like a single screen shoot 'em up game where you're like operating in teams. It's like one team and the other team, and then there's like sections of the teams, and you just control characters and move around, and it was endless fun. Endless fun. It's like
you actually probably have
old.
It on your emulator.
Yeah, you definitely do. You have every
system?
Genesis game.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have every Genesis. I have every Super Nintendo.
Well,
Nintendo.
If you have it, I will play it before we leave.
It was an EA Sports based animation.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It was. I think it was an EA game.
You could pick like what you want to be. Like you could be a flamethrower guy or fucking grenade
pick, like, machine gunners, grenade tosser. Yeah, it was a really fun game,
and
it was so simple. It was so basic.
Then you gotta get shot, and he just lays there, and then you can run up and give him first aid to save him.
Yeah,
before he disappears.
Teabag him.
But then if you shoot him with like the rocket launch, the bazooka guy. they just like explode into a skeleton and like crumble down.
Nice.
It was actually a really awesome game.
Yeah.
You know what sucks about Kickstarter? You actually have to do it for like a real thing.
You can't just be I'm going to do something. I don't know what, based on how much money I get.
I was trying to start a Kickstarter to raise the booking fee for Tay Zonde for Janela Palooza.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't.
Why?
Because apparently they didn't see that as like a real thing.
Don't.
Yeah.
It was real.
Paying for the chocolate rain guy to come to a party isn't considered a real cost.
I didn't realize it was a chocolate rain guy.
Yeah.
Chocolate rain.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that would just be like a personal thing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I guess you have to do something for the masses.
It would have been for the masses. For the
masses that were
for
at
the
Janela
30
Palooza.
Or so people that showed up there, they would have been entertained by the Great Tay Zonde.
Well, you could have just
the Great Tay Zonde.
You could have just taken up a collection at that point.
Yeah, but then that inconvenienced people, you know.
You could have just sent out an email with your PayPal. I know you're not shy with that PayPal address.
Yeah, touche.
I think I gave you $5 once.
Yep, Corey Havoc at Yahoo.
Yeah. Family wants to. And I never got the video.
He did. I have a PayPal, but I don't use it. Since you, I message.
Oh, it must have been down 4 years ago or whenever that was.
I had a BlackBerry then.
Crackberry. In Pine Bluff, Arkansas, a suspect was killed in a confrontation.
Good.
When they arrived, they were able to determine that an aggravated assault had occurred against two people in the residence. The two victims were led out of the house. It was not clear the role the suspect had in the aggravated assault or what they were. When officers approached the bedroom where the man was hiding, he fired through the door. None of the officers were hit. They called for a SWAT team. SWAT team came. They slipped a camera into the room to see that he was armed with a handgun. They gassed the room. They fired rounds at him. They broke into the bedroom door, hurried in a distraction device, whatever that is. And the man fired at them again. And then the officers returned, fired, and killed him.
That's not nice.
Not, you know, an incredible story, except for the fact that the man was 107 years old.
That's awesome.
A 107-year-old man was assaulting his family and got the SWAT team called in on him. And
that was fucking what? Gunnery Sergeant Hartman.
Oh, my God. 107. The fact that he could even fire a gun at that age.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Unbelievable.
Well, you don't know if it was like a... It might have been like a shitty little thing.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, an Arkansas SWAT team? Could have just been Bubba with a trash can?
Yeah.
Here I am! Anyway. Yeah. So, 107 years old. God rest his soul.
It's really not that old if you think about it.
Yeah. Well, he was a young 107.
Not in the cosmic...
grand scheme of things.
Scheme of things.
Oh. We got this loser here.
What was going on 107 years ago?
Nothing.
Separate water fountains.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Starts of World War One.
You know, like, this guy had been through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
They couldn't just let him shoot up a few people on his way out?
I don't think they realized who he was. I'm sure if they did, you know.
Plus, it was a no-name town in Arkansas. Nobody even cares about those people.
Who gives a shit?
No.
I'm trying to get this guy's picture up.
Yeah.
Get it. Come on.
All right. Okay.
I want to see the carcass. That's him. He's 100. Yeah. He looks good for 100.
No. This is next story. Sorry. Should have should have
sore on the lip.
What the fuck's with that nose?
Wow.
Well, let's see. He'd been huffing.
Oh.
This guy broke into a Kmart. No, I'm sorry. He didn't break into a Kmart. He waited until the Kmart closed and he was hiding. And then he proceeded to find the keyboard cleaner section.
Yeah.
And just went on a huffing spree.
You couldn't do that while they were open?
No, I guess not. He wanted to be by himself, I guess. And he was found covered in vomit and urine with 16 empty cans of air duster nearby. Wow. That's a lot. I'm so surprised he's not dead.
Did he make him pay for sunshine. It?
He's going to pay in more ways than one. He hid out in the store until it closed and found the air duster and huffed all night long.
I wonder when that went from being awesome to just like, here's... like vomit and shit and piss everywhere.
I wonder if he pissed and vomited on like can 13 and then just kept going.
He's just like, I gotta piss. Oh well.
He could just take the can to the bathroom.
Yeah, right. What's it gonna do? Maybe he was worried that there were sensors or something. I don't wanna get caught.
It's Mission Impossible's way to the bathroom.
The 16 can binge was preceded by a self financed inhalant romp at Walmart. Oh, boy. What's that all about? 16. Yeah. So he's been doing this for a while. This reminds me of that chick. I think we brought her up on the
show. The strange
show.
Addiction.
No, it was an intervention.
Intervention, yeah,
episode
yeah.
Where she was huffing.
She just had a whole bag of them and she's sitting in a car.
Yeah. And she would just like, what the hell was she saying? Oh, my God. She was saying something really stupid. She wasn't bad looking either.
Down the tube.
Yeah.
Bring that up. Well, after they cleaned her up, she was good looking. Yeah. While she was sucking on the stuff, she was all like...
Sucking on the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here's the whole episode. I don't want the whole episode.
Boy. No, let's just do the whole episode. Why not, right?
Yeah, sure.
Jump on board.
Craighead County Sheriff.
Oh, she's something about she's dancing on sunshine or something. Viewer discretion is advised. This girl was classic.
Allison is just a really bright girl.
Is she?
Studying to be pre-med, but now my sister is a drug addict.
Okay.
It's like all sips it like a straw.
That are supposed to be like cleaning electronics. She just inhales the whole thing in her mouth.
Yeah, get over it.
Yeah,
it's
that
like
shit.
I'm walking on sunshine. She does them almost 24 hours a day.
Wow, classy broad.
I'm afraid I'm going to be one of six at her funeral, carrying the coffin.
Carrying the coffin.
Allison becomes violent.
What the?
Oh,
fuck?
Yeah.
Shoot her.
I don't care shoot if her. I sacrifice the life of anybody
Jurassic
else.
Jurassic Park.
I need it.
Shoot
now.
Her.
Hi, Allison.
She did not take well to the intervention,
you got
if I remember.
To be kidding me.
What do you think she's doing right now?
I'm sick. I'm
probably
I'm
blowing
tired
a guy.
Of chasing you around. And we're then
get
out.
Away from me.
Oh.
Is that what Sunshine Walk is like?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the Sunshine Walk.
Oh, that's got to be cold, puffing that.
Oh, yeah.
Probably feels great.
That's probably what.
I have to check on my sister.
Do you? Poor.
Yeah,
she's eating popcorn. Leave her alone.
Yeah, she looks all right. She actually looks like a girl we went to high school with.
And that shit is bitter. It has like a bitter in it
oh,
to make
before?
You not eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
No, if you just like use it to clean a keyboard, you like get it. Like you can get that like, ugh, it's fucking gross.
You just get all ripped. Mm-hmm. All fucked up.
Allison. Nice.
What a loser.
Do you get the same effect if you shoot it up your butthole?
Let's find out.
Man.
I'm shitting on sunshine. Oh, let me get this fucking kid out of here.
I want to see what she looked like afterwards.
Yeah.
You fucking, you built it up. I want to see what
it was only like a 10-minute clip.
Wiener.
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 Watch it now.
You want to know what she looked like afterward?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
Wiener.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Probably like a
full circle.
Sarah Silverman or something.
You know, we haven't.
I like Sarah Silverman.
You know what we haven't brought up, actually? Now you just mentioned her name. The roast.
Oh. I was going to say we didn't
what
talk
roast?
About the VMAs.
Who got roasted?
Oh, the James Franco?
Yeah, I haven't watched it
I didn't watch it either.
I have a DVR'd though.
Well, John Franco?
Well, I'm sure we can talk about it, being that nobody saw it.
Yeah.
I thought.
Let's get
well,
right
I heard it.
It
was good.
I thought everybody else would have.
Oh, sorry.
I had no idea.
Yeah, neither did I.
I actually didn't either until someone told me about it, and I was like, they're still doing that?
The Seth MacFarlane roast.
Yeah.
There's like a big guy. Everyone was shitting on it, being like, why this guy?
Yeah, they're really kind of stretching.
Who is he?
James Franco?
Yeah.
You know
he was
he
in
is.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
But he
please.
Wasn't Spider-Man.
He was Gollum.
He was what?
Was he?
He was the Green Goblin in the
Spider-Man. Oh, I thought he said Gollum.
He's Green Gollum.
My precious.
Yeah,
I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I'll bring a picture up.
Man,
you know
who
this
is.
Guy.
Let's see.
Come on.
Let's see.
His eyes are always closed. Of course.
His eyes are always closed. Go to images. That shit like never works.
I know.
Come
on, you gotta know this guy.
What a big giant pussy.
He was the Goblin, dude.
Yeah.
I honestly, I have no
clue. He was
clue
in Pineapple
who this
Express.
Did you see Spider-Man?
No.
With Tobey Maguire? You
no.
didn't? Why not?
Because I don't like Spider-Man.
So what?
I don't like gay? Spider-Man, he says.
Well, I guess Matt may just have never seen a movie that James Franco
probably
was
not. I have no idea who he is.
Really?
John Franco.
Okay.
I'd do it.
Who, James Franco?
My name's Frank Rizzo.
R-I-Z-Z-O.
Oh, Lord. Let's see what else he was in. 127 Hours, Oz.
Boo.
Veronica Mars?
Nice. What? That name I'm familiar with.
That chick is hot.
That fucker.
Trying to find something he was in that
Pineapple
maybe.
Express.
Pineapple Express?
Yeah, Matt didn't see that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
No.
Okay.
Matt doesn't like anything cool.
Hey, that reminds me. Playmate cool. of the Apes was on Showtime the other night.
Playmate of the Apes?
Yeah.
Is that Roddy McDowell getting naked?
Was it like black chicks sucking on a white dick?
No. Wait, you guys really aren't familiar with this?
No.
Oh,
my God. Me and my when
it's like a softcore porn.
Yeah,
awesome.
One of those shitty like fake movie softcore porns
where they're not humping them for real, they're just humping them.
Where like all the chicks have terrible implant scars and
oh yeah,
wow.
And then like
definitely like a Max movie.
And then like when it looks like there's a blowjob going on, the head is like
barely moving,
halfway up the sternum. It's like impossible.
The camera stops right here.
Yeah,
like, peekaboo, peekaboo.
No, even for like they'll even do from behind shots.
No,
and she'll be like, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like I even know how to give a better blowjob than that.
Whoa!
I wonder if a trailer exists for Playmate of the Apes.
Let's fucking find out.
Can we air it?
It was one of many of a series of the softcore porn movie parodies.
It's on IMDb,
including Spider Babe was another one.
That was actually Speeder Babe.
Right, I always get that wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord of the G-String. That Ooh. Was another one. Ooh, yeah, wow. The same series.
Creamy.
Me and my friends used to just like check these out and get drunk and be like, oh, look at that. It's crazy.
Well, it doesn't have any reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, so I don't know what to think
of it. It's a crying shame.
Lord of the G-String is like kind of a stretch. I think that Lord of the O-Rings would have been better.
Yeah, but it's softcore.
Oh.
Can you get to that?
Oops. No, there's no actual trailer for this.
No.
Come on. There's got to be.
Sorry.
All right, just bring out the video.
Yeah. Just stream the movie.
Yeah, all right.
The Pornocrats.
Oh, Lord.
Aristosmut.
Ooh. There's a new burger out in California.
The Smut Burger?
All right. More with french fries on it. We get it.
More than 1,000 people lined up to get their first taste of this burger combining two foods. Two very popular foods that wouldn't normally be combined.
Okay,
do we want to do a guess here? I guess.
Okay.
Matt.
So it's a burger.
It is a burger.
There is like meat on it, like burger meat.
There's a burger meat, but and something else.
Okay, so it's a hamburger and.
I mean, I don't want to give too much away. All right, I will, because you're never going to get it. Instead of the bun, it's something else.
Oh.
Okay. Go. Anybody.
Yeah, because like...
Yeah, it's tough.
What can you do?
It's unconventional. Doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Guys, you got anything?
I got a Playmate of the Apes video review.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, but we don't want to see that.
So it's burger meat.
It's burger meat. Instead of a bun, they got something else.
Ice cream. Waffles.
Nope.
Jelly.
Nope.
Chicken breast.
Nope.
Tuna fish.
Pork roll. Very good ideas, but no.
Caramel.
I'm starving.
Any
caramel burgers?
Tortilla chips.
Give up?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm going to keep going. All
right.
Ice cream sandwiches.
No.
Tilapia.
No. That would be kind of messy. It'd fall apart.
Let me finish.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Okay. Ramen.
Oh.
Like the hard
cooked
ramen?
Cooked and fried ramen.
That's like ramen noodles?
Like ramen noodles.
So it's a ramen burger.
It's a ramen burger. Mm. And this is what it looks like here. Okay. Look how it's wrapped.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
That is pretty neat.
It's like you're sheathing foreskin.
Wow.
Yeah, so we got the... It looks like they make the ramen all
that
up.
Actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, and it looks like they patty it up and fry it.
Mm.
Why cut it in half? Man it up.
Well, they're making sure it's cooked right.
I think they're trying to show you it.
Yeah, well, he's trying to do like a little Pac-Man thing, and he just gives up and cuts it in half.
He fucked up.
Now, the toppings look pretty insane. Yeah, it looks like General Tso's topping or something.
What?
Doesn't it?
Oh, it's a chick.
Yeah, it's a chick.
So what?
You know at least two of those fingers have been in her pussy.
Prob.
At least.
Prob.
That's it. All right, just keeps going. So, yeah. Interesting. Would you try it?
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks pretty...
Burger's good. People. Ramen's good.
I'm starving. We got any ramen burgers?
I'm starving. Yeah.
I need something.
A good quote here. I like ramen and I like burgers, so...
It sounds like something Mike would say.
Yeah. Okay.
Did I bring up the story about that webmaster Mike told me? No, I couldn't have, right? Because we haven't had a show.
I guess not.
Yeah, he texted me last week with I went outside today because he lives in Philly. He's like, I went outside today, and he says, it smelled delicious outside.
Which is strange in Philadelphia.
Especially where he lives. It's just a funny concept. Like, I went outside, and it just smelled delicious. He goes, I looked into the distance, and I see this large plume of black smoke.
Ooh.
Plume. Later, he finds that the Dietz and Watson warehouse burned down.
Nice.
Which is just fucking meat and sauce.
Oh.
So I can imagine that did smell delicious.
Burnt down.
Man.
Nice.
I wish I was there.
Yeah. No.
How many people's mouths were watering?
You'd be going in there saving shit like Pee Wee in the pet store. No. Link sausages.
Yeah. How unrealistic was that, man? You had all that time to save all those things and place on fire. I mean, get the fuck out.
Pee Wee Herman's not afraid of snakes, but fucking Indiana Jones is.
Pee Wee Herman's a bitch.
He was pretty scared of the snakes, if you recall.
He was holding them.
He was holding them, but he was.
He kept avoiding taking
them
out.
Yeah, he went. He walked by them a couple times.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. School is starting. You know what that means? Kids are getting fat letters sent home again.
Oh, I thought you meant students were going to have sex with teachers.
And that too. We'll be having them. But we got a video here. We like videos.
School weigh-ins followed by report cards sent home telling how students are tipping the scales are causing some parents to worry about the reliance on body mass index, or BMI, as a measurement of their children's health.
You just went in like October and you got your height and weight.
When actually I think they should be putting more emphasis on their actual fitness if they're able to run and play and do all
probably
that
not.
Stuff.
That's why they have to weigh them.
Time to me, they're fit.
Well, we've got the weigh-in stations.
Let's see why you can't walk up the stairs. Yeah. Come on, get on the scale, fatty.
I want to be told what my BMI is, so
I don't want to know.
I can imagine an adolescent girl that's growing and probably
brush
wouldn't
your teeth.
Want to know either.
In California, BMI remains part of the physical fitness test given to students in 5th, 7th, and 9th
grades.
That's
kind of ridiculous.
It's a tool supported by some pediatricians.
Right now, it's the best measurement that we have to determine whether a child's weight is healthy or unhealthy.
But many therapists disagree. Jennifer Lombardi is the executive director of Sacramento's Summit Eating Disorders and Outreach Program. She says BMI is so ineffective, clinicians at her program don't even use it. And the potential for emotional harm to a child
emotional.
Is even more significant.
And I have heard countless stories in schools where the scales are brought into the schools and children are weighed in front of each
you
other
have a right
at
to
young
be
ages
fat in this
and
country.
Not given any context
you
whatsoever
have a right
to
be fat.
You also have a right to be educated about why you're fat.
But that's all.
Educating children
educated,
and their families
yes, but to be
about
like,
developmental
like,
for weight and how to lead healthy lifestyles.
That's fine.
And she questions whether BMI should be a part of fitness.
To be fair, I'm sure a lot of parents don't realize or know that their kid is massively fucking disgustingly
fat.
Yeah,
but you know what?
And probably going to die early.
There aren't that many kids that are massively fucking fat. There are kids that are overweight, but not massively
But
fat.
At the same time, it's like, I mean, it sucks that the kid has to be made to feel uncomfortable, but like the parents should realize that, you know, the kid's not the one cooking themselves dinner and shit.
Sure.
And,
well, that's why they're sending it home.
The kid's not the one stocking, you know, brownies and cookies in the fucking cabinets. You know?
That's why they're sending the letters home. So the parents know, hey, your kid's fat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I agree with this. I'm just saying this is their...
My point is that this is not getting to the root of the problem. There's just too many options.
Well, what would get to the root?
If the schools refuse to give lunch to fat kids.
There you go. Yeah.
Or put a big scarlet F on their clothes.
This all has to do with the breakdown of the family in America.
Yeah.
That's it. You can't send a letter home to improve their lifestyle at home. It's never going
to
happen.
I think fat kids should be forced to go to school in nothing but their underwear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Until they learn.
Women's Ninja Turtle underwear.
Yes.
Particularly. There's nothing you can do, like to change this by sending a letter home that basically just acknowledges that the child is fat. That's it. That's all it is. Like, you might have some parents who'll be like,
you
know what?
You may or may not be aware.
We need to, like, you know, change what we buy, you know, like food wise here. But like, it just might not be practical because of the way people live today.
I think when the kid goes to eat, that Mutombo guy should come up and slap his food out of his hand.
Not in my house.
Yeah.
Oh. No. Anyway, I don't even think we need to finish this video.
Why not? Keep going.
Oh, you want to keep going?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's brighten it up.
All right.
I absolutely think that the methodology needs to be reviewed
really
very, very carefully. I completely understand that the intention behind it is good, but again, the approach is really the issue.
BMI has been part of the California Department of Education's fitness testing since 1987. Schools also use skin fold measurements and bioelectric analysis to assess body composition.
Bioelectric analysis.
It seems like a more appropriate place to test it would be in the pediatrician's office, where there can be a larger discussion, because kids come in all shapes and sizes, and especially
just like penises.
I mean, there's a time before puberty where a lot of kids put on a little extra
weight. Yeah, and I think a lot of it also
especially
is the
in
way
like
that
fifth
it's
grade.
Executed.
He was never here. Dun, dun, dun.
Cause like I mean I was built more like I am now up until like sixth grade, and then I was skinny for like the next five six hours.
Yeah, I grew up always being a fat kid, and the 2 days I always dreaded the most were the day that they had to weigh everybody, and then the day of physical fitness testing.
Really?
Did you guys have the scoliosis testing?
Yeah,
of course you did.
I hated that one.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, we did. Okay. Several times when I got embarrassed.
Oh.
Because I had eczema.
You had it then?
What a loser.
Really?
We talked about this.
I thought...
I had... They were doing the scoliosis testing.
I thought you only had eczema, like, in your, like, adult life.
No. I had it
really?
School, yeah. And I had a really bad outbreak. It would always start on my elbow.
Ew.
And it would go all the way up. And like patches, not like, but it would get like really
like
red.
Cable from the X-Men, where like your arm is like fucking succumbing to the T-virus.
Exactly.
I'm starving. We got any eczema?
But yeah, it went all the way up into like my shoulder blades, so it was bad. So we were having the scoliosis testing, so my mother wrote a note saying, you know, please excuse Derek, blah, blah, blah.
Please don't touch your skin.
So, but it's the contagious. Thing was, you had to, there was like a consent form or a non-consent form that you had to have in by a certain day.
Opt out.
Yeah, like an opt-out thing that I will take my son to the doctor to get him checked instead of here. So I didn't make that in time because, you know, at the time I didn't have whatever. So I show up to the scoliosis thing and I give the nurse the note. And she was just like, no, you had to have this in whenever. Mm. And she's like, why can't you do it? What's wrong? I said, well, I have eczema and it's really bad. I don't want to take my shirt off. And she's like, well, how bad is it? I'm like, well, it's pretty bad. She's like, well, let me see it. So I'm showing it to her and she's like, how far up does it go? I'm like, it goes, this is in front of everybody. In the locker room, there was like at least 15 kids waiting in line with their shirts off.
Yeah.
And I'm there like, and she's like, well, come here, let's see. And they start picking my shirt up and they made me take my shirt off.
Wow.
And they're examining me in front
so
of
So they
like,
did exactly what you didn't want to happen.
Exactly.
Wow.
And they did it.
You could like sue today.
We should have. Yeah. And it was in front of the stupid screen they had that you stand behind.
Yes. I remember that shit.
So, and then my mother freaked out and she went to the school and
raised hell.
Yeah. Gave them what for? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't like that either because the scoliosis, you had to bend over and your man titties were hanging.
Man titties. Yours were.
Yeah.
Mine. I didn't have man titties.
Well, for us, select few.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. You can't wear your hat like a douchebag and be on the radio.
Now, Steve was always skinny up until what, like junior year of high school?
Yeah, something like that.
I was skinny when I was like a real little kid because I apparently never ate. And then my family found out that I liked like chicken nuggets and hot dogs and hamburgers and pasta. And they were like, he's eating. And they just like started giving me stuff. And then,
yeah.
And that blew me up.
He liked shitty processed food. Who knew?
And then I didn't gain like any weight in middle school. I was like 120 pounds from sixth grade to eighth grade.
It caught up with you.
Yeah. Now I'm like 720 pounds.
It always caught up. It always catches up with you.
But... Yeah, I was never like concerned. Kev said he was concerned about the getting the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
Usually there was
remember,
like
I don't remember the weigh-ins.
Really? Height and weight. Every like it was like October in the school year. Mm-hmm. They would call everybody down, and you would just they would put you on the scale and,
like in
and,
front of people. Or
yeah,
like,
there was just a line of kids in the nurse's office just getting heights and weights, and that was it.
And they would just like shout out to the other person who was writing it.
Pretty much, and they were so inaccurate. It was horrible.
198. Yeah. Oh, shit. Can't you just write it down?
Well, from I think it was junior year to senior year, they said I was like an inch shorter. Then I'm like, no. I'm like, what's wrong with you? And they wouldn't remeasure me. I'm like, there's something wrong here.
They don't give a shit.
198.
And they had that fucking scale with the weight.
Yeah.
So there's always like a small kid in front of you. And they're like moving it. Oh, then they got to go with the big one.
Yep.
And then they had the big stick that came out of the top with the...
Like, stand up straight. Now I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't remember it being embarrassing, though.
No,
I was kind of under the whole thing where, you know, everyone knows I'm fat. So
wow,
I'm not hiding anything.
Yeah, I'm still trying to hide it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you wearing girdles and shit?
No,
really tight t-shirts.
I just always walk sideways.
Okay.
Hope for the best.
That was why
I walked sideways and just turned my head.
What's up, guys? Like one of those fishes from fucking SpongeBob. Flounder. Hey, there's Kevy the Flounder. Where? Oh, there he is. He turned around. Clutch says BMI, TMI. Am I right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so fat kids. Yeah.
Yeah, let's just kill them.
Just line them up and slaughter them. Why not? I think that's it. I think we should go into the second hour.
Oh, sick. All right. Let's get pizza.
Pizza?
I'm hungry.
Really?
Let's go to Applebee's.
Crapplebee's.
Are you serious, Kevin, or are you just busting my chops over there? Because I'm fucking starving.
I got to take Steve home.
All right, bye.
Dope. It's always your excuse.
Derek can take Steve home. We can go out.
Well, what if I want to go out, too?
Oh.
I haven't eaten since lunch.
Steve, hang out here.
I haven't eaten since
lunch. Wait here. Just give me the controller for the Giant game.
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's 8:20. I'll put it on during the break, okay?
Good.
God, you guys and your football are so faggy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christ.
I mean, Matt misses all the pay-per-views. You don't see him whining.
Yeah. I really haven't seen a pay-per-view in a while.
Good.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So, aristocratsradio.com. That's the website. CWERadio.com. We stream live as well as a whole bunch of other shows. So check them out. If you're downloading the show, next show will be up on Thursday.
Okay.
See you next week.
Dave Bye. Sullivan.